So we're learning today Daf Yud, and we're starting from the end of Daf Tesama Beis. Three lines from the bottom on Tesama Beis, that's where we're starting from. Zokta Gemara, we're middle discussing, we finish off quickly discussing, there was Machlekes Rav Huna and Ula, if you could have 8 Meleim, if you could have 8 months of 30 in a year. It was Machlekes, Rav Huna held that you can, and Ula holds you cannot have 8 months of 30 in 1 year, 1 calendar year. Zokta Gemara, V'af Rebbe Sava lak Rav Huna. Rebbe also holds like Rav Huna that you can have 8 Meleim. The Tanya, we went in a Braisa. Maisa V'asa Rebbe Tisha Chaserim. There was a year that, it landed up that year that there was 9 Chaserim. Venera, the Gemara doesn't explain yet how. Rebbe didn't remember how, but at the end of the year, he knew he made 9 Chaserim, 9 29s that year. And Rosh Hashanah landed up at the right time. You know, the moon came out. You know, it was a brand new moon on Rosh Hashanah. We did 9 chaserim, which means it should be 3 days behind the moon. It should be. And the chayish happened. How did that happen? That's what Rebbe was saying to himself. I'm a fan of Rav Shimon by Rebbe. So Rav Shimon, Rebbe's son, told him, Shema Shana Mubaris Haisa. Maybe this year was a Mubaris year. And the extra month was 30 days. So that was an extra day forward. So that already limits it down to 8. And v'ishtaket asinu shnei meleim. And last year, we did 2 meleim. So last year, you have 2 meleim. This year, you have 1 male. And now this year, you did 3 extra chesarim. So it evens out. And that's what landed up. That's what landed up. The chesaris Rosh Hashanah was by the moon came out. That plus all had it plus. Number 3, negative 3. The kamli v'duchten, everything's in its place. Amale, so Rebbe said, yeah, nei yisrael kein haya. Taka, that was the fact that you are a person who's mei eini chachamim, nei yisrael, and kein haya, that's how it was. So what do you see from the story? That the year before, they did 8 malayim. We did 8 malayim the year before, that's a raya that he holds like Rav Huna. Rebbe holds like Rav Huna. That was the raya. Adkan the sugya of Kiddush HaChodesh and the months, the Meleim and Chaserim. Zok the Mishta Vaita. Mishta Daf Yoram and Aleph. Zok the Mishta Vaita. Ein Peichesim Me'esher V'achas Takiyos B'Mikdosh V'loi Mesifin Al-Ba'a V'Shmoina. We had in last week's parashas Bahaloyscha, that when you bring the Kabbanas, you blow the shofar, tekiah, teruah, tekiah, and certain other times do it also. So the Gemara in Sukkah explains exactly when you do 21 and when 48, but a regular day is like 21, because on each Tumid there's 9, which is 18, and another 3 when you go into the Azara, and on other days there's more 48, for example, Erev Shabbos, and if there's Nisach HaMayim, and different things add on to 48. If it's Musaf, then it's 48, so it's not less than 21, always at least 21 tekiyos every day, and not more than 48. Nacha halacha, ein peichasim v'shnei nevalim. By every, when the Levim sing Shira, they have they're accompanied by music. So it's never less than 2 harps. We don't have more than 6 harps. And Rashi explains, says, we don't know exactly why. Why do you have 6, why do you have 2? But that's what he says. You don't have less than 2 flutes. We don't have more than 12 flutes. And that Rashi says the reason is because the 12 flutes are connected to the Shvatim. You only use the flutes 12 times a year. Because there's other instruments they use. They use harp, cymbals, and kinar. But the flute is only 12 times a year. What are the 12 times a year? Shechita the Pesach Rishon, and it has to do with halal. They only blow the flutes when there's halal on Yontif. So, Shechita is Pesach Rishon, Shechita is Pesach Sheni, that's 2. Over Yontif Rishon, Pesach is 3, Yom Shal Teres Ashur is 4. V'shmoyni Mechag, and 8 days of Chag is 12, so 12 days a year they use the flutes. V'loyo Yemakke Ba'avuv Shal Chayshish, the Avuv is the same thing as the Chalil, and it means the flute. They didn't use a flute made out of metal, out of copper. They used a copper flute. That's not what they used. They didn't use a copper flute. They used Elab Avos Akana used a flute made out of reeds. Mezukali Arev. It's a sweeter karl. Loyay Mechalek. They didn't end when they ended off the music. Only one Avov. Even if you had 12, just only one flute did the last ending. Elab Avos Chidi Beshuvusach Machlek Yafa. It's a very nice ending to end with one flute. Who blew the flutes? Three way Machlekes. Avdi Kahanim Hayu. Divramer. May hold it was the Avodim of the Kahanim who blew the flutes. Abyesu Emer. It was Yisraelim. Mishpachas based Pagrim based Safariyam Imum. Vahoyimasim Lakuna. They were Yisraelim the Yechosim. Yisraelim that were Yechosim and their kids can marry Kahanim. They were Choshev Yisraelim, but it was Yisraelim. Ramchinim, I think it's on Levium Hayu. So three of Machlekes, who blew the Chalil? That's what Rashi learns at least. The whole Machlekes only got a Chalil. You have the other instruments of the shores of Levium, Shira Bepez, Kuliyam by Levium. Who blew the flutes? Three Pshatim. Ramei holds Avdi Kahanim, Avesi holds was Israel Mechasim, Ramchini holds was Levium. So now the Gemara is going to start off with handling the beginning of the Mishnah about the Kias. So he said in the Mishnah, it's not less than 21, it's not more than 48. Mastisim like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya. We looked at a brayso. The lashon Rabbi Yehuda is Yehuda Eimer, Hapoiches lo yifches b'sheva. Don't do less than 7. Ba'moisif lo yosef hashesh esrei. Not more than 16. So he says 7 and 16, and before he said 21 and 48. My commitment, they're not really arguing here with tekiyah. They're just arguing in different mechalikas. Rishav a tekiyah teruah tekiyah chazi. It's all considered one. It's one mitzvah. Each tekiyah teruah tekiyah is one mitzvah. Ba'bonan savet tekiyah lechod teruah lechod tekiyah lechod. But one whole tchiyah is separate, and truah is separate, and tchiyah is separate. So figure it out. If you have 21 tchiyah, truah, tchiyah, so if he holds all one mitzvah, it's only 7. So he said, no, not less than 7. If you figure out, what's 3 divided by 48? 16. So he says, not more than 16. So really saying the same thing. Just that Shav, they call tchiyah, truah, tchiyah 1, or they call 3. Yeah, my sheep. What? You see it now.
See,
okay. No, because I asked what the divide 48 by 3. You gave me like a blank look.
I don't know the answer. I'm
reading
that number, but.
Because Gemara said 16, that's why it was a good hint. It's not the Gemara. My time. So we have a Machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbanon if Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah is one or not. My time. Yehuda, what's Pshat Yehuda? Why is he calling it one thing? The Chsiv, he says, you know, we call Sakatim Teruah. You see, you blow a Teruah with Losh Tekiah. The Chsiv Teruah is Skol. So it's all the same thing. Shemamina, Tekiah, Teruah, Tekiah, Chadi. It's all one big Tekiah. Rabbanon, Ahulu, Pshut, Lefanel, Pshut, Lacharel, Dasa. You know what that's teaching us? Sakatim Teruah means you need a Tekiah before a Teruah. And Teruah is Skol, just afterwards. And not teaching us that Teruah is called Tekiah. But Rabbanon, Maitamayo, how does he know that? It's all three different. They're considered different things: the Teruah and Tekiah. Rabbanon Ma'itamayo. The Chsiv V'Hakel. The Chsiv V'Hakel Sakal Tiskol V'Loisariu. When they gathered the call, they only did a Tekiah, not a Teruah. It's in parashas V'Loisal. It's one big mitzvah. How do you do a half a mitzvah? I'm Rachmana Ovid Palga, the mitzvah, you do half a mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda says, you're right, you don't do half a mitzvah. But there was Simon of Alma, it's only a Simon of Alma, and therefore they could do only a half a mitzvah taka. Zotam Aravai, the Kamat Oz Lahodam Rav Kana. Rav Kana says, Ein Bein Tekiah L'Teruah. When you blow these Tekiah and Teruah by the Kavanas, there's no difference, there's no space. There's no time between the Tekiah and Teruah of Leiklum, nothing at all. Kama and Krav Yehuda holds one mitzvah, therefore you don't need any time in between. So the Gemara Pshita, of course it's Rav Yehuda. And for the Gemara, Mao the Tema Philo Rabbanon. I see, maybe saying Infi Rabbanon. And what's trying to say is that you're not allowed to wait an hour. Alfuka Rav Yechanan Dama, Shama Teja Tekiah, Teja Shoyes, but Yoim Yotza. He holds you can have 9 Tekiahs on Rosh Hashanah in 9 different hours. And Yotza. Kamash for law, and you shouldn't have any. You should have it at the same time. Maybe it's going to Rabbanon saying you shouldn't have it at 9 different hours. You have it at the same time. So the Mabeim Machanah, any takas Rabbanon, I don't try to do that. Imkain, my loy klum. Lashon loy klum sounds like there's no time at all. That's Afkal for Rav Yehuda. That's Afkal for Rav Yehuda. That's the var. That's Afkal for Rav Yehuda, and. Where there's no time at all in between. And this Gemara does have a little seichus to Rosh Hashanah, because when we say no time at all, do you have even a breath and a shema in between, or mamas go straight? So it's a big challenge over here, and that has to do with it comes into Negei Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Dr. Maravaita. It says 12 times a year they use the flutes, and it has to do with halal. Like the Gemara is going to say. Maishtahani, why these 12 days? However, Yochid Goyim Bem is halal. Because they finish halal that day. Because on the day of Shchitus HaPesach, they sing halal while they're bringing the Pesach. And the other 10 days are Sukkot, Pesach, and Shavuos. So, Lamai said, that's the reason why you blow halal all day. Because those are the days you finish halal. You see the ganza halal. There are 18 days. What are the 18 days? That's the 8 days of Sukkot. 8 days of Chanukah. That's 16. So there's 18 days you say halal. Our Mishnah says 12 days. Teretz is not fair at all, because on Chanukah there's no kabbonis. There's no kabbonis that you blow the thing for. And therefore, Chanukah doesn't have a special carbon for Chanukah, and therefore there's no din of the Chalil then. But there's 18 days of the year you finish Halal. And in Chutz La'aretz, with Goyla, there's Esrim Ve'echad, there's 21. There's three extra ones. Why is three extra ones? Four is because extra Shavuos, extra Pesach, and extra Sukkot. Tishri Me'echag, V'shmoyin Me'echanukah, V'shnei Yom Tov Yishav Pesach, V'shnei Yom Tov Yishav, altogether 21 days you say full Halal in Chutz La'aretz. And our Mishnah is saying the 12 days that you have kabbonis with full halal are those 12 days.